There you are. Portland, Oregon woman says a grocery store wouldn't let her pay for her family's food because she was paying for it with loose change.
Oh, really?
Your money not good here anymore.
Yeah, the woman
we
was,
only take the folding kind. Yeah,
the woman was too embarrassed to show her face or use her real name when she spoke to a television station from Portland, but she wanted people to hear her story.
Then how is that a story? If you're not going to show your face and you don't want to show your name, we're going to take an anonymous report from someone who claims that this happened? Oh, that's not fraught with disaster at all.
Did they talk to a representative of the store?
Let's just remember that TV stations are here for the little people, okay? Mm-hmm. Just remember that. Yeah.
I mean,
Right, exactly. She said she brought $32 in quarters to the Save-A-Lot. After she got her groceries, she waited until the checkout line cleared so she could pay.
Yeah.
She said she apologized for all the change and told the cashier she was going through hard times. Cashier said, "The store cannot accept more than $5 in change, ma'am." When the woman took her story to the manager, she said he insisted she use the change machine. But you see,
that charges money.
That's right. There's a charge for that.
Mm-hmm.
Another customer stepped in, told her, "I'll take your change. I'll buy your change for you." The store's corporate office said later it was sorry about what happened. It does accept payment in change.
Yeah, you know, I'm wondering if it's legal for a store to not accept legal tender in whatever form.
There are laws. For instance, you've heard stories about some guy's really angry at the utility company, so he brings in 81,000 quarters or nickels or pennies.
Probably pennies.
Yeah, pennies. Mm-hmm. And there is. There's a because it has something to do with do they have the ability to process the currency in an efficient way. And that's basically what they lean on. But I'm thinking, you know, $32 in quarters, that's not that much.
What's that going to take? 2.5 minutes to count out,
something,
maybe?
Yeah.
You know.
Once again, though,
buying a big screen TV set and you say, "Hey, I've been on hard times." Would you please take my
Your point? Yeah.
Would you please take my $1,000 in quarters here? You
know? Then they might not. Yeah. Not. But anyway, so bad.
Been on hard times.
Little
I need
PR
this
thing.
TV.
That's right. Little PR thing. Yeah, we got big games coming up. I got to be able to watch that.
That's
so
right.
So if you. Not so much for Chase, but Tom.
It must be an old story.
Yeah, if you walk by a younger person today and they snarl at you, here's the reason.
It's the day that ends in Y.
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
Ooh, the curmudgeon.
Yeah. Testy old man who lives down the street there, that third house on the left, just saying.
Yeah.
Don't be getting in his yard. He's going to come running out there in his slippers and buggy whip and get at you. Anyway.
Get off my lawn!
Right. Hey, very nice. If we ever need live sound effects of a buggy whip, we got it right there down the hall.
You even threw a little echo in there at the end. That's very nice. Good. Yeah.
You're going to have to clean the mics.
Who is that talented man?
Going to have to clean the windscreen on the microphone.
They ought to give you a mic and a PA sometime.
Yeah, really.
A new analysis shows the especially hard impact of the economic downturn is on the young. That's right. It's the wealth gap between younger and older U.S. Americans has now stretched to the widest in history. So we're doing class warfare. We're parsing this thing out as any way we possibly can. Here's the deal. Young people are suffering because of the dour economy that has wiped out job opportunities for young adults. Of course, they may not be qualified for any jobs that pay anything, but I guess we can't go there, can we? And, of course, they're saddled with housing and college debt. The U.S. Typical U.S. American household, headed by a person age 65 or older, has a net worth that's 47 times greater than the household that is headed by someone who is under 35, according to information that was released by the Census Bureau. So, never mind that people typically accumulate assets as they get older. It's the fact that the gap is so wide, and it's just not fair. We need fairness in this. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, not much. Hey, did you guys see the new form of the Snuggie that's out there now?
Oh, the Huggy?
Yeah, they call it Forever Lazy. It's like
yeah.
I've seen that.
I saw the TV ad last night.
What's it called? Something lazy?
Forever lazy or something like that.
Hello. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what's different. It was 35 years ago, everybody had worked 47 times more working hours than I had. Of course they had 47 times more wealth.
Yeah. The numbers are different. Yeah. And they have widened some. Mm-hmm. But again, if you're getting out of college and you don't have a degree that's worth you getting, you know, being able to get a job someplace.
Yeah.
There's always room at the top. I don't know if you've ever noticed that or not.
Uh-huh.
If you're really good at what you do, somebody will hire you. they will do that. But if you just get out and go, woohoo, it ends up being, mama moving back. Anyway.
Yeah, like it or not.
Yeah. So what is this thing called, Forever Lazy?
Yeah, it's like, it's made out of the same things that the Huggies were made out of. But they're more like overalls. In other words, they've got legs.
There we go.
And they zip up. And
maybe I can pull up the commercial.
But the people who do the commercial evidently are the same ones because
they're jumping around in it. They're going out in public.
Yeah. They're back at the kid's, little league game, you know, totally embarrassing him and jumping up and down in the stands with these little lazies.
Yeah, because imagine if you went to your child's sporting event wearing a robe.
Well,
if you showed up in your bathrobe.
Hey, who are the monks who are up there yelling for you, right? Can you pull the commercial up?
I'm working feverishly to find it.
See, folks, that's what's really important.
Here we go. It's 2 minutes long, but this is the best I can do.
Stay warm.